The war in Iraq may be over, but the weapons there are still deadly. Many of the Iraqi army's weapons caches were hidden in homes and public buildings. Scores of badly wounded children are turning up daily in Iraq's hospitals after discovering the ordnance. Many other Iraqis hurt during the war are facing difficulties finding long-term care. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Baghdad.
Lying on a hospital gurney, 11-year-old Marwan Shuel Jamil crosses his thin legs to stifle a cry of pain. Both his bandaged arms are held out as doctors of the Italian Red Cross tend his wounds. Another delicately pours water over the swathes of gauze hiding his face. Under the stifling heat of the Green Army tent, his brother can't bear to watch it all.
In the crowded part of town where I live, the kids aren't rich, so they play in the streets with everything they find. Unfortunately, my brother and his friends found some 57mm bullets. They tried to empty the gunpowder from these bullets into a Pepsi can to set it off. My brother was very close by and was the worst injured.
The Iraqi anti-aircraft shells Marwan was playing with are a frequent cause of injury. Not all of them exploded after falling back to earth. In fact, American officials say over 95% of the injuries are caused by Iraqi munitions. No one died in this explosion. Staff Sergeant Scott Weimer, a U.S. Explosive Ordnance Disposal soldier, set off the munitions in a place cleared of people. Weimer takes ginger steps over the rubble leading into a half-finished home in Baghdad. Long, thin rods of artillery shell propellant are strewn about. A room inside is so packed with the stuff, it is a third full with what looks like gray metal hay. Weimer says he and his men are emptying 100 garbage bags a day of the poisonous and highly explosive propellant from this and homes nearby. He says the Iraqi army stashed huge amounts of ordnance in public and private buildings across the country and in the city centers. At times, neighbors come out to watch Scott work around here. While they say they are grateful, Weimer says they can also be a problem, even with an Arabic language danger sign on the house and troops posted around it.
You know, the security is as best as it can be, but you know, it's always that worry in the back of your mind that they're going to let somebody through or not be paying attention, and a local civilian will come up smoking a cigarette or something similar. And it just takes just the slightest spark, and this whole thing will go.
Back at the Italian Red Cross, more patients are arriving. They're children who were previously injured and need more help. A boy whose hand was damaged when his soccer ball hit a U.S. cluster bomb, his father says, and a girl whose arm partially fused with her chest in the heat of an American bomb blast, says her dad. Both will need reconstructive surgery. They have come here after getting a referral from Iraqi hospitals. The Red Cross director here says despite its good reputation, the Iraqi medical system just can't deal with this kind of problem. Ugo Bernielli.
The impression we have at present is that the system is facing enormous problem treating these people. So it's a question to overcome this period, this first period, absorbing at the maximum the international community these kind of cases, and in the same time to work restoring the local capacity to treat these kind of cases.
Bernielli says children are the principal victims of unexploded ordnance. They go to places where it may be hidden or laying about, and they don't always listen to their parents. At this one small volunteer hospital in the Iraqi capital, that makes for 25 victims per day of the weapons of the war that ended just over a month ago. On average, one of them dies on admission. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.
Photographs of army experts destroying munitions in Iraq are at npr.org.